about his present, about the present. So Dave, you're right, Joey. Dave, so what are you doing about it now? Now would mean the present. Dave say, well, Ray, I'm taking this purple pill, the Nexium, and I started off taking that, and now the doctors added another one to it, right? And so here's what, and you might want to write this down. So I will ask the next question. I'm staying in the present. Well, Dave, how is that medication treating you? I mean, are you getting the results you want? What's going on with the medication? Dave, now, here's where you're going to qualify people or disqualify people, all right? When we get to this present, please, that's important. You're going to qualify. They will either qualify or disqualify at this moment. So Dave says, well, you know, Ray has been taking this pill, and I'm going to ask, well, how is it treating you? Dave will say, well, it might go either way. Dave may say, well, Ray, this stuff, man, is helping a little, but at night I still have to prop my bed up. I still can't eat after 6 o'clock. You see, you know, I take it, but I don't see that much difference. So I let Dave finish talking. What's the next question I want to ask him? About his future. Well, Dave, what are you planning on doing about that? About, you know, your future, about taking that stuff and it's not helping you. And I let Dave talk. Dave says, well, Ray, man, I wish it was something out there I could tell. I just don't know. I just don't know what if there's anything out there that can help me. And here's where I look at Dave in his eyes, because I'm dead serious. I'm not playing. This is not a game that we're doing here. This is it's hell, right? So I say, well, Dave, what if there was something out there that could help you? Are you interested in looking at something else? Well, yeah, man, I am. He said, this stuff is killing me. I got to do something different. Now, we always have a Dead Doctors Don't Lie CD with us and a Z-Radical brochure with us. A Z-Radical brochure with us. And here's what I say, Dave. Here's what I say to Dave. Here's what you want to say to your potential business partner. Dave, if you are serious, I just so happen to work with a doctor, and a company that specializes in treating and reversing acid reflux. Okay? You could say I work with a company. I don't care what it is, in treating or reversing, right? Because I've seen our stuff do everything, especially the Z-Radical guys. I've seen it do everything. Animals, grow plants, you know, make you pretty, tall, dog, and handsome. No, that reminds me when I used to drink. Okay. So anyway, here's what happens. So I say, now look, Tom, I'm going to, and here's the key, I'm going to loan you this CD. What's the day? Today is Saturday, but I need to get back with you by Monday. Okay? They say, yeah, man, Dave is excited. Why is Dave excited? You gave him hope, but most of all, because I listened to Dave. That is the key. It's the process. See, guys, it's not the question. And when you get good at this, it's the process that you're going to go through having that conversation with the person that makes them fall. Well, love might be a strong word, but they feel a warmthness and a sincerity from you. Does that make sense? Yes. All right? All right. So Dave goes, he takes it home, and guess what? I'm going to call Dave in about 2 days. Everything we do in this business, we do within 24 to 48 hours. The follow-up is always between 24 and 48 hours. If we had a chalkboard, I could kind of draw that out for you. Because when you tell somebody, whether it's about a movie or a shoe sale or anything, it's what we call the bell curve. Your excitement starts from the moment somebody tells you something about about a good movie or whatever. And it starts going up that bell curve, up that bell. And when it gets to from 24 to 48 hours, you're at the height of your excitement. After 48 hours, the mind, because we live in a negative society, it starts going down in what we call the valley of skepticism, because we hear so much negativity on the, you know, on the TV, newspaper, whatever. So 24 to 48 hours when I'm gonna call Dave back. And I called Dave back, and here's what I'm gonna ask him. Dave, what did you like best about the CD? Why am I not afraid? I'm excited about calling Dave. Why? Because I qualified Dave, and Dave said, yeah, I need something. I'm looking for something, right? That takes all the fear out of it. Now, let's do the opposite. When I asked Dave, okay, the first thing I asked Dave is, how long have you had it? 5 years? So I asked Dave, I go to the future. Dave says, well, man, I'm on these purple pills, and the doctors add something to it. Well, Dave, how is that working for you? Dave said, man, I just love this stuff. It helps me. I trust my doctor. I believe in my doctor. And I just love it. I said, man, Dave, that's great, man. We start talking about football, basketball. Why? Because Dave has already found his solution. Now, I could say, well, Dave, you know that stuff is killing you, man. You know all medications got side effects. I could say that. How many of us have said stuff like that? Right. And they still turn you down, right? And Dave says, but Dave is happy. He's found his solution for now. If I would cross that line, I'm going to tell you a couple of things that's going to happen. And try and convince Dave, use fear tactics, use, you know, any of that stuff. Fear, coercion, convincing, any of those things.